This past year, Summit County instituted a system of more frequent pickups for recycling bins. In Sarepan, Recycle Utah's director said that had an impact on the material they get and resulting revenue.
We have just seen a whole lot less paper and less aluminum cans, and those are the two bread and butter commodities that every recycling organization has. So not having that is, it has made a great impact. But we write grants, we beg, we don't get as much money as other people do for all of the staff, but it is working well.
Reepin said their campaign against single-use plastic bags went well. On the other hand, they're still struggling to get a state bill covering the recycling of bottles.
Always, every year, again, I start the conversation around a statewide bottle bill, and that, unfortunately, is not going as well as it is, for example, in Michigan. It's a wonderful program, and it would encourage less garbage on our highways and byways. But we're going to try that again, Tori. Yes, we will. What we did try, though, was to advocate for a reduction in single-use plastic grocery shopping bags. And even though they will never be outlawed, I'm sure they will not be banned, what we did achieve this year was to start a conversation first in the city and then with the county. We ended up getting a resolution from both entities, which is a wonderful success story.
She said her group was charged with coming up with a cloth bag design.
What we ended up with is a large bag with long handles, which is organic cotton. Very unique because it is made in the United States. The design was local. It actually is sewn, printed in the United States, and therefore carries a cost of $5. We would encourage this to be a marketing piece for anybody who does business with our visitors because the logo is fantastic, from skiers to ski towers, from lifts to fishermen to, of course, you riding your bike. Leslie, you are on there too. It's absolutely awesome. And we would just encourage, for example, realtors to hand it out to prospective clients. It is a marketing piece, and it's to say that we care. There is nothing good about flying plastic bags in our landfill or any place else in our landscape.
There's still a challenge with electronic waste. She said that was evident right after Christmas.
I think every other household in town yesterday opened up a new television. A huge big box, which, by the way, has a lot of colors and printed material on it. That cardboard is worth very little. But we do accept it, so do please bring it to us because those big boxes do not fit into your curbside bin. Electronic waste is a challenge. Televisions should be banned at the landfill. Again, when one deals with elected officials, we have to tread lightly. But then again, we have the facts, and the facts speak for themselves. The dangerous materials in electronic waste are not good for our water sources, and that's really the work we do. We protect our water.
She said there are a couple of options for dropping off your TV set.
You can drop it off at the Summit County Landfill in Wanship, and it's free. So if you wanted to go out there, they will offer a free. They accept televisions and any kind of electronic waste for free. If you bring it to us, yes, we have to pay 20 cents per pound to get those heavy televisions recycled, and we would ask for donations, 5, 10, 20 bucks. We take anything but $5 minimally, yes.
In Sarepan, director of Recycle Utah. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.